I invite the congregation to rise for the prayers of the church. In our prayers this morning, a couple special prayer requests, one for those lives that have been affected by the wildfires in Northern California, and also for those affected by the shooting in California this last week. We'll take a brief moment of silence for both in our prayers. And then also a prayer for little Alexander Hall, a 16-month-old child, and there's a picture of him in the fellowship, in the bulletin board going into the fellowship hall. This is a baby with cancer that lives in our community that a grandfather stopped by and asked for prayer for our church this weekend. So if you want to find out more information about Alexander, please go into the fellowship, in the bulletin board, and going into the fellowship hall. Let us bow our heads. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Almighty God, we give thanks for all your goodness and your love, which sustains us from day to day. Keep us in the saving faith that the last day be but the first day of our eternal deliverance. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Save our nation and grant health and wisdom to all who bear office in our land and throughout the world, that truth and justice prevail and that we may lead peaceable lives. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Deliver us from all fear by filling us with your perfect love, ordering our days in your peace. Grant your blessing to all who work to bring peace and safety in our daily lives. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
By your word and spirit, comfort all who are in sorrow, need, sickness, or adversity. And today, Lord, we especially uplift those in California, the lives that were lost in the shooting, the family members of those that are lost that are grieving, also those affected by the wildfires as well. And Lord, we ask that you'd listen to our prayers, our silent prayers in our hearts in this moment now. And for little Alexander Hall, that you would cover your hands around this baby, Lord, and that you would protect his life and also firm up the marriage and this family that has been affected by his illness. We pray this in Jesus' name. Lord, also for those in our congregation with hurts, for Joe Payne, with surgery in a few days, for Dylan, Kai, Bev, Max, Wyatt and Charlie, Haley, Annette and Charlotte, Jennifer, Merle Woods, Ava, Paul, Evan, Brian, Forrest, Rebecca, Kylie, Gary and Katie, Jim, Gary, Ron, Gail and Rich, Richard, Joel, Art, and Sammy, and thanksgiving for John Filbert's successful surgery and for his recovery. Be with those who suffer persecution for the faith, Lord. Have mercy on those to whom death draws near. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
It is into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Congregation may be seated as we continue with our tribute to our veterans here at Peace.